Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show at 6:39 Monday morning, and it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. Been in a collision? Chilton Auto Body's 12 Bay Area locations offer a safe, contact-free auto body repair experience with free pickup and delivery, virtual estimates, and curbside service. Nice. Book your appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com. That's ChiltonAutoBody.com. All right, there's that. Let's begin with your weather. So we have a storm moving through. It's not as big as the last one that we saw, but we will have rain tonight and tomorrow. Depends on, obviously, where you're at, because our area is huge.
It is, yes.
So
we're hundreds of miles from each other.
And it's dark at the moment, but it shouldn't be bad today. It'll move in tonight, though, and that's weird.
I'm just rocking out to the...
Your shoulder dancing.
The lazy atmospheric river. Oh, you like my shoulder dance?
Whoa. She's doing a... You really want to see this video. It's very...
there you go. Here's your clip of the day. Shoulder dancing.
That might be doing something good for you if you weren't wearing that giant sweater.
I'm wearing a giant sweater. Yeah, there's nothing
like
to see here.
You're wearing a blanket. It's what you're wearing.
It's just a big oversized hoodie. I got the kangaroo pockets in the hood. What?
Nice.
I got everything I need.
I love it.
So there you go. Rain tonight and tomorrow, and then we should clear out for almost a week, or maybe even more. Well, anyway, it doesn't matter. For now, rain tonight and tomorrow. There's that. Mm. Okay, so today is February 1st, so it is Black History Month, among other things. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of things. I'll run down a few of the things happening this month. So it's Black History Month. The Super Bowl is this upcoming Sunday.
Oh. Yeah.
Super Bowl 55 between Kansas City Chiefs and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers starring Tom Brady. That's this Sunday.
The Tampa Bay Benedict Arnolds. Oh, okay. They're playing. Great.
The Daytona 500 is this month, another big sporting event. People still like the car racing. Award season begins this month, as it looks like the Golden Globes nominees will be announced soon, and the ceremony is set for February 28th. I have no idea what that'll look like. Also happening in February. Valentine's Day. Groundhog Day is tomorrow. Chinese New Year's on the 12th.
Oh.
President's Day is on the...
Right?
Huh?
Is this year going to be the year of the ox?
No idea.
I think it is. You might be right about that.
President's Day is the 15th. Mardi Gras is the 16th. Ash Wednesday is the 17th. So February looking all filled up with stuff.
Yeah. We have the long weekend for the President's Day, don't we?
We do.
I think so.
I don't know anything about that, but I'm in. I am in.
Yeah, that day's off. I just looked at the sheet.
And it is the year of the ox as well.
So that's the 15th, everyone.
All right.
Okay.
Is that in 2 weeks? All right, great.
It is in 2 weeks.
I love how these days off just creep up on us.
Yeah. I love a surprise day off. Yay. Think about the presidents that day. You know, do what you got to do to earn the day.
Exactly. Okay. So there's some of the stuff happening this month. I wanted to do this little story about the vaccine news. This is from the New York Times. So, and it's, I won't even get into a long, I'm not going to read this whole thing to you, but the bottom line becomes the rollout for the vaccines has been so bad.
Mm-hmm.
In general, you know, you see that some, you just said it, O.J. Simpson got his shot, and people are writing, I haven't killed anyone, why can't I have my right. shot? And that's all, you know, internet nonsense. But the fact is, a lot of people, you know, who qualify for the shot haven't gotten it yet.
Right.
So how are we going to move out of that grouping, you know, and into the next grouping? And then you hear teachers got were up there, and then they've been moved back. And then you hear the teachers in Los Gatos somehow got it. What?
Oh.
How'd that happen? Oh, because the hospital said, we'll do it for you anyway. But then, so it's been messy, okay?
Yes.
So I understand why people are negative on that level. I also know there are anti-vaxxers to begin with, but I can't even begin to address that. Let's just talk about the rollout's
Agreed.
Not been
yes.
great. But what the New York Times is saying, the news about the vaccines continue to be excellent. All five vaccines with public results have eliminated COVID-19 deaths. So even the vaccine, I think it's the Johnson & Johnson one, where the it seems considerably lower, its success
right.
rate.
Like 66%.
Right. But they there's a higher percentage of you may get sick, but not as sick, and you won't die. That's one of the things they're saying is like, if it can stop the death, that'd be great, right?
The not dying is key.
So they're saying it, you know, when you hear that by comparison to the other vaccines, you're quick to go, I'll take the one with the higher rate, please.
Mm-hmm.
Except that they're going to be able to get this, whatever you want to call it, less successful vaccine
right.
to more places because it's yes. one shot and it doesn't need to be 100 degrees below zero.
Right. I'll take any one that anyone wants to stick in me.
Agreed.
I'll do it. I'm easy.
So what they're trying to say is the good news about this is there are five really good and effective vaccines. Only two right now are available, but there will be others coming, and it's going to go wide, and this is how we will get back to normal.
Right.
This is how we end this long, and we all want that.
Yes, we
Don't
certainly
we?
Do. Yes, we do.
So,
yes.
In an effort to hopefully give you some good news, the vaccines are working. The rollout's not been great, but, you know, that's government.
Yes. Surprise.
Government is always. Well, I don't want to say that. Anyway.
Right.
I don't know how to
Let's
word
have a
it
plan.
Without sounding crappy. Anyway, the vaccines news is good. Thank you. I'll move on.
All right.
Ay, ay, ay. In an effort to make things sound good, I'm already turning it negative. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts.
The producers of Gone with the Wind were fined $5,000 for using the word damn in the movie.
Oh.
The mood ring and the thigh master.
The thigh master. We were just talking about the thigh master.
Were invented by the same man, Joshua Reynolds.
I still love mood ring jewelry.
Recognize that last name?
As in Ryan Reynolds' dad?
No.
Oh.
He also
Reynolds rap?
No.
Hold on, Reynolds. No, I don't. But who else? What?
He also happens to be one of the heirs to the R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company.
Oh.
So he was already money when he invented the mood ring and the thigh master, which
the mood ring is great.
Made him even more money.
I love a mood ring.
Destiny's Child, anyone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
They were originally called Girls' Time and had six members.
Oh, a lot of girls.
Imagine you're the member that got cut before they went big.
That would be a real bummer, wouldn't it?
There are two members of Girls' Time out there who are really mad.
Yeah.
Every day.
Wait, how many? Aren't there only three girls in Destiny's Child?
Oh, I thought it was four.
I think it's three.
It's three that I know of.
Michelle, Kelly, and Beyonce.
Well, you guys would know for sure. Clearly.
In the end, all of them are pissed because
there
only,
are three
only
pissed
Beyonce,
off.
Right? There's five pissed off chicks who are like, Beyonce screwed us.
Well, yeah. Michelle Williams did kind of okay.
She did. Did Jesus
she
say?
She had her own run. Yeah. Yeah,
when
our
Jesus
show.
Say yes, nobody can say no. When Jesus say
but, you know, the thing about this song is it's, it features Beyonce, so I guess it doesn't really count.
Oh, boy.
Trick birthday candles that reignite after you blow them out have been illegal in Canada since 1977.
Oh. Did something happen?
Well, you'd think that something could happen.
Right.
I could see that that's probably a good idea. The idea that those things will reignite at any random time is scary.
You threw they're just the reigniting.
Such nice people. They don't want to. That's right, so mean, dude. Guys. Don't do that. Sorry.
Oh, that really hurt someone's feelings.
Canadian.
I tried. You know, I learned it from Sarah.
It's easy. Hurting my feelings. I don't. It makes me feel like I don't have a good breath to blow. Oops. Sorry. I threw that in the trash can and I burned the house down, eh? It's not good. Sorry about it. Sorry about it.
I recognize that not everyone loves, I mean, really loves the movie Dumb and Dumber, but I do.
Oh, I
and
love
so
it.
When I hear a story that says, what sounds are the most annoying? I think of that moment where he says, you want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
I really don't.
And then you can hear the guy go, guys. Such a fun time.
It's the
anyway.
Best move.
Can I hear the most annoying sound in the world? Guys!
Stupid.
God, that movie
it's
is
so
just
dumb.
So precious in every way. Oh, God.
He's got it's beautiful.
His sweater on. He's lighting his farts in his little dream scenario. Oh,
dumb haircut.
They're frozen together with pee. Oh,
right.
So good.
Anyway, Gizmodo.com asked a bunch of sound experts to name the sound that humans find the most annoying, not the one that Jim Carrey makes on the road trip with his buddies, but. And I'm curious what you would say is the most annoying sound, because when I read the number one, I went, oh, you know what? You're right.
It's got to be nails on the chalkboard,
yeah,
right?
It's not.
Yeah, that's what I was
okay. Is that on the list at least?
Chalkboard scraping is there, but in reality, how often do you come across that? Never.
That's true.
Well, these days, really never, because doesn't everyone use a whiteboard? And I mean, but that is that. Nails on a chalkboard thing is it just makes your teeth rattle.
Is it something to do with like mouth noises, like when somebody's eating? Yeah, that.
Yes, you could call this a mouth noise for sure. Here, I'll run them down though.
Okay.
So, voices of the people you've been stuck during the pandemic.
Oh,
that's on the list.
Oh boy,
as you can't take another minute of this.
Mom, Dad. I want to watch Blippi.
Let's see. Chalkboard scrapings on the list. Things our neighbors do that...
you're
right. That
doing?
Is bad.
Why would you do that? Oh, Jesus.
Things our neighbors do that we can't control, like construction or throwing a party.
Yeah, jackhammering is awful. Okay. All right, neighbors. It's 8 a.m. on a Sunday morning. Could that stop?
Isn't that you?
That's no, totally Sarah.
We would never start that early, and certainly not on a weekend. We tried to be as considerate as we possibly could. I'm sure.
But this work's got to get done. Sorry, everyone.
I'm sure they're excited for our big project coming up.
What is the big project coming up?
Here we go.
Nothing. We're building a
drum
new
roll.
Gate. It's just a new gate.
Oh, drum roll.
So we're gonna.
Oh, okay, sure you got
some
it.
Of our fences rotted. That needs to be replaced. And I'm. Working
on
a new gate.
Oh, you're gonna regate the perimeter.
Yes, we're gonna.
That's exciting.
Right, cameras on every corner, barbed wire, the whole nine yards. You know.
Good for you.
It's going to be an eyesore.
And you're saying you're treading water. You're moving forward. What are you talking about?
It needs to get done.
You got another huge project beginning.
I can't. Honestly, sometimes you have to wrestle with that gate for 5 minutes to get it open. Like, it is so janky. You know how
so
gates
we,
you know,
we
sag.
Talked about my fence all the time, and that was like a nightmare. So you're up. Yay!
Fences. Woo! Yay.
Fences are pricey.
Mm-hmm.
Super duper pricey.
They ain't cheap.
Nope.
And we're going to get a really, never mind. We're getting a nice gate. Like, John's dream is to have, because, you know, our bikes are behind the gate, and it's such a pain to open a gate and secure it when
you're
on a bike.
Oh, you're going to put a garage door opener in.
Automatic, baby.
We're going to try to get one of those key fob things where we each have one and we can open the gate. It'll open for us and we can ride through.
Nice. Look, everyone, hands free. Click.
Click.
All wait right. for it. All right, we can pass. All hold right. on, I got to shut it. Click.
It takes a while.
Oh, that's just fantastic. Vomiting. Vomiting is the number one sound.
Oh, God. Vomiting.
They can't take it.
Is awful. It yeah. makes you want to vomit, and you just know someone's in an awful place.
I'm not even going to play the sound. It's just so
yeah, don't.
Do
thank
that.
You. You know what? Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
No one wants to hear that at 6:54 in the morning. It grosses everyone out.
The most annoying sound in the world. I'm sorry. I went right into text without telling you. I'm going into text now. It's 800-400-3697. That's the number you can text us at. Let's see here. The most annoying sound, says 925, in the world is the noise chip reader that makes it at the checkout stand when it wants you to remove your card. Yeah, but that's saving you from walking away from your card.
What noise does it make? I don't even know that
noise.
It just
beeps. It's no big deal. I don't think that's nearly as bad. And plus, I want to make sure I get my card. I don't want to go back anywhere. You know what? You sort of gear up and you're like, I'm going in.
And I certainly don't want to lose that.
I'm done. I want to be done, please. I don't know how anyone can like or even watch Dumb and Dumber. It's the worst. Not funny. At all.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry that your life is so miserable.
Yeah,
I am so sorry that you cannot grasp the comic genius of Dumb and Dumber. That is one of the best movies of all time. Of all time.
Oh, this is too bad. 415 says, the most annoying sound is that shrill scream in your promos after Vinny yells boom. I don't know what that is.
I thought
is.
We got rid of it.
It's in the legal ID.
Oh, Jesus.
No, it's in the legal. I don't control those.
Yeah, we gotta change those up.
Well, just hack in, Bryn. What are you doing?
I mean, yeah, but that's just not my jurisdiction.
Well, tell
you know.
Chad or who? What?
It's Rage.
It Rage.
Boy, Rage.
That's it.
Oh,
yeah, I'll
Rage?
Talk to him. Yeah.
Rage is still there?
Yeah, he is.
Rage made it.
So far, he's made it so far. We don't know.
I'm so happy to hear that.
Mm.
Yeah, he's great.
I guess I probably shouldn't have done that. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
The Super Bowl, which, you know, is a big
Yay.
Deal. And more after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.